Tomorrow night, the first two musicals are returning to Broadway, Hadestown and Waitress. Over the course of the next several weeks, many more will reopen. The industry has been a leader in requiring masks and vaccines, but what had been seen as a triumphant return to the stage has become something of an anxious moment. Jeff London explains.
Let union be our hearts.
On August 9th, the actors and production staff of Hadestown gathered for the first rehearsal in 17 months. Everyone was vaccinated, had a negative PCR test within 72 hours, and wore a mask. Lead producer Mara Isaacs was giddy but nervous.
All the feelings are swirling. Joy, anxiety, hope. So ultimately, I'm excited and bracing myself for whatever obstacles may get thrown in our path.
And barring any unforeseen surprises, Hadestown will perform tomorrow evening before 1,000 masked and vaccinated theatergoers. But those jitters on Broadway and in theaters across the country have people on edge because of the Delta variant. Hamilton producer Jeffrey Seller says he's already seen a breakthrough infection.
I have three companies running in the United States right now in Atlanta, San Francisco, and Los Angeles. And over the last 3 weeks, we have had exactly one person test positive amongst all three of those companies. And I will say that person is quarantining at home and they're safe.
I would say whether it's the original strain or it's the Delta strain, the main tools that we have are the same.
That's epidemiologist Dr. Blythe Adamson. She consulted with the NBA for their bubble in 2020 and is doing the same for several Broadway shows and tours.
It's vaccination, testing, ventilation, and masking.
As a matter of fact, to keep everyone safe, the Union Actors Equity insisted on a new position, the COVID safety manager. That's Pamela Remler's job on the play Passover. She says in addition to making sure everyone is tested, including ushers and house managers,
I keep a contact tracing record of everyone that's coming through the backstage or in the backstage area.
And backstage, everyone wears a KN95 mask, says Passover's producer, Matt Ross.
Even our actors have a peg off stage where their mask gets banked right before they go on stage. They put it right back on when they come off stage.
PPE is especially important in shows like The Lion King and Frozen that feature kids under the age of 12 who are not eligible to be vaccinated. Mimi Intagliata is production supervisor for Disney Theatrical.
For the people who are in closer contact with the kids, hair and makeup people, wardrobe people, in addition to a face covering, they'll have a face shield. They'll have a double mask and some sort of goggles or safety glasses.
But will audiences feel safe returning? To bring them back, a splashy new ad campaign voiced by Oprah Winfrey launched on Monday.
This is Broadway, and we can't wait to welcome you home.
Producer Matt Ross says with all of Broadway's COVID safety protocols,
I would sit in the theater with a mask on, where I know the ventilation system and I know the vaccination status of everyone, before I would sit indoors and eat at a restaurant right now or go to the gym.
For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.